Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
And he won a draw there that sets up Rasmus Dahlin after a couple of passes to blast one home to make it 1-0.
Sabres get it ahead. Here's Costa-Hellenius with Mertka. Takes the pass. Scores! Hellenius to Mertka.
Josh Norris won this back clean. Tage Thompson gets it. Takes the quick shot.
Here's some nice puck movement. And Norris... if his feet weren't so big.
And a feed from Alex Tuck.
Sabres with a chance now. Norris has an empty net. And he does not miss. 5-2. Buffalo with 12.5 seconds to go on the Norris empty netter.
Another home preseason win for the Sabres on Saturday. Final home preseason game here at KeyBank Center tomorrow, and you'll see it on MSG, beginning with pregame coverage at 6:30. Ryan Johnson is with us to kick off a brand new week here on Sabres Live. Ryan, how you doing? It's been, I would say, a good camp for you so far.
Yeah, it's been really fun. Doing well. Thanks for having me on, and yeah, it's excited to still be here.
Any advice for us? It's our first broadcast of the season, and you know, like, you've had your first preseason
tomorrow
game
night.
Yes. Yeah, but you've had your first preseason game, so you know, like, it's always about, oh, what do I do at this time? So what would you say your best advice for us to have our first broadcast of the year tomorrow night, you know, coming from you?
You guys are veterans. You guys got experience. Stop worrying about it. You got it. I'm the newer guy.
Just for the record, I have not been worrying about this, but Marty is obviously trying to get us fired up.
I always feel like, okay, what do I do? How do I take my notes? What website do I have open? Like,
well,
what information do I need to be able to paint the picture? Like, I feel pressure.
There has been an evolution in websites and statistical information at our fingertips. What has been the evolution for you now that it's third-year pro and also three-year contract in hand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, man, first year was really fun. It was good, kind of like this sort of preseason where I was playing games and had a lot of good opportunities, and then got sent to Rochester. Then, obviously, Sammy got hurt, got called up for 40 games and played half the year with Buffalo, which was a great first year. And then... yeah, and then went back to Rochester for the rest of playoffs and the rest of the season. And then being back last year was the quicker camp with going to Europe. Mm-hmm. And I got hurt, too. First preseason game, blocked a shot. Got one of those bullseye shots to the ankle that couldn't put my foot in my skate. And, yeah, so that kept me out until the start of the regular season for AHL. So being back here for the third year, it's been really nice to feel like you have – the opportunity again, where last year felt very short with the going to Europe and stuff, and also being hurt. So, yeah, thankful to be back here and excited for, yeah, just obviously still in training camp, still a few more games to play,
and a lot of injuries on the blue line, unfortunately, yep. right now. Bo Byram's day-to-day. Samuelson's week-to-week. Owen Power didn't skate today. He's day-to-day. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you just navigate the realities of camp and competition?
Yeah, exactly. It's cool because it gives us guys more of an opportunity and look. So just making the most of it and knowing that you have to step in and play some bigger minutes, and it'll be a good test because you'll be able to see, you know, can you play against, you know, now as you get closer to the season, the rosters are getting more refined and mm-hmm. there's more, it'll be more NHL guys in the roster.
So as you get older, your body matures, like guys get a little bit stronger, a little thicker.
You're very mature.
I'm very mature. I'm still young. Give me another 5 years, Duffer. I'll fill this, you know, quarter zip really good. But also, you talk about blocking a shot yesterday. Yeah. I feel like year after year, guys know, you know, they get a little bigger in the equipment. They add a few pieces of protection here. Mm-hmm. Have you made some adjustment because of the block shots and because of some of the maybe bruises and bumps that you've gotten over the last couple of years?
Yeah, that's smart. I have not made any adjustments myself. The equipment guys have made adjustments for me. Yeah. So they've put the shot blockers on my skates, the ones that you can glue on.
Yep.
But thinking about getting a visor that goes a little further down, just hear guys talk about things that they're doing. There's the cut resistant stuff, which is not very comfy.
Is it getting better?
Okay. Yeah. But it's just that it's hot to wear a neck guard that thick, and
yeah.
you'd rather just have a free air to blow on your neck. But yeah, I haven't made a ton of adjustments myself.
Neither did he.
you kidding? I made adjustment.
Same
on the
skates.
Daily. Yes, but I always would tweak
more than
things.
500 NHL games, and he's at the same skates.
Oh my gosh.
I gotta bring those in one time. And I have my pads from my first NHL win, and if I put them next to some of the stuff UPL's wearing, or Lyon or Georgiev, you'd be like, seriously, that's what you guys wore? But I didn't make adjustments. It was just to old gear. I always tweaked about
that's
it.
Cool. Yeah.
So that was the difference. Cool. You mentioned the visor. Mm-hmm. So we can talk about Kirill Kaprizov. He just signed an 8-year deal, $17 million a year. We'll talk about it later in the show. But he wears his visor way on top. It's almost like he's not wearing any.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're thinking about going like a little longer.
Yeah.
Is there, you know, somebody that's giving you an advice here and there that you can say, hey, you know what, an older guy told me I should wear it a little lower?
Yeah, I just, you know, just hearing the guys in the locker room talk about it, they're just saying, like, a lot of them are asking for longer visors because the standard one is like this. Mm-hmm. So the other one will cover more of your nose.
Yeah.
And it's always that rare occasion that you never really expect. And yeah. so, but those rare occasions can happen. Yeah. So I'm considering it at the end of the day. Like, if it happens, it's happened before and they survived. So,
is it the breathing or the vision the biggest adjustment when you have a shorter or longer visor?
Probably the vision, yeah, because mine's right on my eye line, so I actually prefer it higher up so I can see more of the ice.
Yeah.
Or maybe if there's one lower, it might help eliminate that issue. But then the day, I do like to just be able to see the puck over.
See, Josh Allen puts a visor. Now everybody wants a longer visor. See, that's again, that's what's happening. It's all about Josh. That's the way it goes.
Here's one I've never asked before. Sneakers, sandals, or barefoot?
No, barefoot. Easily. And if I had my canes, I'd be wearing them right now. But, I'm going barefoot right now.
First barefoot guest that we've had on the show, to my knowledge. And, of course, you do spend a large majority of the summer in California?
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly. Well,
That all makes sense.
And Minnesota. I know. I didn't want to leave out Minnesota. Yep. But,
well, remember last year it was Matt Collins with the Bills. He was walking bare feet everywhere. He said it makes him grounded, his connection with planet Earth and everything. Like, I mean, I don't know. Everybody's got their own different ways.
Right.
But we did see you last night, though. Yeah. You weren't barefoot last night,
no.
But we were at the Miracle League of Western New York.
So
you and your wife were there.
It was amazing.
It was awesome. It was great to see her and being involved. Mm. How do you like doing these type of things? Because that's a unique situation. Mm. You know, we get to play ball with all these kids and older adults, and it was awesome. But how did you like that?
It was so fun. I didn't know that league even existed until I went last night, and just being able to see like all the alumni there was so fun. and meeting the kids and seeing.
Yeah.
There's one kid, Robbie, who's invited me in, and he wanted me to follow him around the bases, and it was so fun just watching them get so excited to hit, and yeah, just us being able to be there with them and celebrate them too was honestly an honor to be
they
there.
They look forward to Dad Day. I'll tell you this, yeah. Like every year, you know, they play. They have different teams in the summer. They play against each other, whatnot.
It's
but
cool.
They look forward to when the firefighter get there, because they bring the trucks and they splash everybody.
That's cool.
Which is awesome.
That's
and so Sabres fun. Night in the Miracle League. So you guys did an awesome job.
Yeah, some great visuals there for those watching on MSG, and obviously you would have seen on Sabres Social and Sabres.com. What do you think it is, Ryan? I know it's never easy to talk about yourself specifically, but what do you think allows you to really connect with people in these moments when you're, you know, at Miracle League, anywhere else in the community?
Yeah, I think for me a big part's like my faith, just being able to share that with others and just love others from that place of knowing how God's loved me and changed my life. I like to just try to be the same that the same way he's treated me. I want to be that to others, and it's so cool seeing even teammates have that. Have a tender spot to go out there and just love on these kids who, honestly, yeah, it's not, they're actually, I feel like they're doing more for me and for us, just being able to be there and see how just childlike and free they are, even in the midst of the hard things in their life, just their, whatever it be, their special needs and stuff. So it's just, yeah, so for me, being able to serve is something that, I've learned just from having faith in God.
Did you have any encounter as a kid or as a teenager with athletes that, or, you know, personalities, music or whatnot, that made you realize the impact that they had? I remember taking a picture with Mario Gosselin as a kid. I had two broken arms. I was in two casts, and he looked at me and goes, whoa, he was a tough guy. Like, I came in with both. You know, but he was a goalie for the Nordiques, and I remember having that conversation. I was maybe 11. So did you have any encounters like that with athletes or personalities that you remember really touching you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say I can't think of any like that. I haven't had really any encounters with anyone myself with athlete. Maybe a couple times going to a baseball game or even actually being in the hockey locker room. Where I knew you kind of look up to these guys, and it's so cool when they take time to spend with you. So I've had a few of those moments, and just for me being with like those kids and seeing them light up when they're like, "Oh my gosh, it's you, Ryan!"
Yeah,
and I'm like, "How do you know? How do you know me?" And it's just so cool being able, and I'd love to just see them over the years too. A couple of them. Where you skate with me at the Saba skate. And I was like, well, it's so cool you remember. And I wish I could just remember their name.
Yeah.
But just seeing their, just how it's community, and just, I love how it's repetitive too. I think you need, it's cool we can be that for these people.
Well, that's a really good perspective on it, because the repetition, it leads to the longevity, which speaks to the Sabres connection on the community side. And it's really cool that you acknowledge that. Wishing you good luck tomorrow night in the final home preseason.
Don't forget your skates tomorrow night. Bare feet may not go well.
Ryan Johnson, our guest here on Sabres Live. Of course, the home opener is coming up rather quickly here at KeyBank Center. It is on October 9th, 7 p.m. against the New York Rangers. Of course, the NHL regular season begins a week from today. How could you forget? We got a 5 p.m. start next Tuesday with the Florida Panthers hosting the Blackhawks. But yes, the Sabres home opener against the Rangers October 9th, sabres.com/tickets. And that is what we're looking forward to. Of course, two preseason games this week, including tomorrow here at home, followed by the Friday preseason finale against the Pittsburgh Penguins, who they'll get a double dose of this week. And obviously, we're looking forward to, seeing how this, Marty, almost uncertainty plays out on the blue line based on Byram, Samuelson, Power, and their current injuries. Now, yes, Byram skated over at Harbor Center today. Seems close in the sense of a day-to-day situation. Samuelson less so, but described as week-to-week yesterday with an opportunity for perhaps still normal activities next week. And then Power a little bit less clear based on the fact that today was his first day absent from the group. And I know it's not easy. I can assume it's not easy to talk about it at length when you're one of the guys trying to jump in and get ice time. But I thought, as we've known Ryan to be, he's a very thoughtful and articulate person and realistic here with the chances ahead.
He did say, like, it's cool to get an opportunity. And sometimes you don't get opportunities and you go home and you're like, man, I wish I just had an opportunity. So now it's unfortunate because it's coming from other guys getting injured. But I like his mindset just saying, I just wanted an opportunity to be able to show it. And that's what's happening for Radim Mertka. He's getting an opportunity. The biggest challenge right now that I see with Byram, Power, and Samuelson not being part of the main group right now is the fact that it's one defenseman on each pairing that we were, you know, projecting going. So what we see at practice today? Well, a little bit of Dahlin and Kesselring.
Yeah, saw that yesterday too.
Saw that yesterday. So now you're kind of, you know, everybody gets moved from where they thought they were going to be to a different partner, to a different responsibility, to playing more power play or more penalty kill, because obviously Power and or Byram were going to see some power play time and maybe some other special team time. So it opens the door for Ryan Johnson, and we mentioned Mertka, for Jacob Bryson to get a better look and a better opportunity to showcase what they've gotten. It will be interesting to see what the next couple of preseason games are going to lead, because it's going to lead to, because of exactly that, who's going to be playing with which partner.
Right, and the defenseman turned forward back to defenseman right now. Mason Geertsen rounded out a group with Sebi Komarov today, but Dahlin Kesselring, Johnson, and Timmins. I mean, even think of it just from the Timmins standpoint. Like, yes, brought in, kind of a swap out after having Connor Clifton here before, but you start missing guys on every pairing. If you're a newcomer, I would think you start feeling a little bit more on your plate, not that you don't have enough to begin with. And Bryson obviously has been here so long that it's kind of old hat for him to play up and play bigger minutes. But I don't think he was, and again, this is a very small window and you're not projecting to opening night October 9th just yet. But for Bryson to be paired with a big right shot rookie defenseman in Radim Mertka right now, like that was not how it was drawn up, obviously.
And the taste of camp, Radim Mertka, like, it's great to see him. He scored against Detroit on Saturday afternoon. He had what we thought was a really good game in Detroit, the preseason game before that, where basically did not give anything on the defensive side. The game is big. He can skate. He's got some edge to his game.
What'd you like about his Saturday goal?
What I liked about his Saturday goal is how he gathered the puck on the right side and he comes in one-on-one with the goalie and the shot fooled the goaltender. Like, Sebastian Koso is thinking, you know, there's this right-handed shot and he slipped it right underneath the glove. That's a, you know, when you make a goalie like, and Koso is a really higher-end prospect in the Detroit organization. He's been around the pro game now for a couple of years. You know, you make that type of goalie guess or look like, oh, I didn't read it right. That's always a good sign for a shooter. And Mertka coming in, knowing exactly what he wanted to do, joining the rush. I absolutely love that. But right now, the way that you're seeing the roster and the depth chart on defense with the injuries, it's like, oh, Mertka could be in your top four, right? Like, and this is a guy that you drafted in June, and he could be in your top four. So, and you mentioned Bryson at practice today. They were doing some penalty kill work. They were doing some five-on-five work. And then later in the practice, power plays. But Lindy Ruff was, you know, talking to Bryson a few times. And I heard him do, hey, Bryce, good job closing in there. Like, obviously, he's coaching him up because he knows that there's a chance. And 9 days from now, that they will need Bryson to be playing a certain role.
So, obviously, with our guest right off the top being Ryan Johnson, heavy emphasis on the defense, which largely has been good as Buffalo's 3-1 in the preseason so far, with two games against Pittsburgh to go, including tomorrow night, which you'll hear on WGR Sports Radio 550 and, of course, catch on MSG. This is our first full production of the year, starting with pregame coverage at 6:30. And then another date with the Penguins on Friday. So, Jiří Kulík returned to practice today.
Yes.
Noah Östlund is out week to week, so unfortunate start for him based on, you know, getting ramped up in the Prospects Challenge and then coming in here, had a goal against Detroit last week, but you know, and he was skating over at Harbor Center, so it's just a you know, a waiting game for him, while the Amerks, of course, opened camp yesterday and have a five-day run that includes a scrimmage later in the week, so before they start the regular season on Friday, a week from this Friday, on the 10th at home.
Yeah, and you mentioned Noah Östlund. It's unfortunate because, you know, we had a chance to visit with Noah in training camp at the start, and, mm-hmm. you know, you saw him through Prospect Challenge, and I felt like he was getting himself going in the right direction. And week to week, I mean, it could be one week, 10 days, or it could be three or four. You never know with those week-to-week situations. It's mostly how the body's going to recover and how you're going to be feeling in a little bit. But we're seeing injuries around the NHL right now. Like, it's everywhere. I know that we're going to focus on the Sabres, especially the blue line and what's happening. But it is everywhere right now. You know, JT Miller in New York has a lower body. Zuccarello is going to be out 7 to 8 weeks with a lower body injury. Dylan Sandberg has a broken wrist in Winnipeg. Connor Hellebuck left practice yesterday. He did practice today. You've got injuries everywhere. Everybody's dealing with that right now.
Hoglander's 8 to 10 weeks
yeah.
in Vancouver. Vasilevsky was back on the ice yesterday, so that was skating, and that was an encouraging sign for the Lightning. Rutger McGroarty, I mean, we talk about Pittsburgh for the next two games here. I mean, for all the turnover that they have had and whatever it is specifically that they're embarking upon, which fairly comes with that question right now, because you're still employing Crosby, Malkin, Letang, right?
Yes.
And it's the constant, well, like, how much deeper are they going into a rebuild? How much are they maybe changing course to try to give Sid every possible chance to get back in the playoffs this year? Anyway, McGroarty was supposed to be a pretty significant piece of mm-hmm. the youth. He's been out, he remains out indefinitely. So these are the frustrations that come. But
I have a question for you, Duffer.
Yes, sir.
Because we have Pittsburgh coming up tomorrow and Friday, and Barkov is out in Florida, and Montreal is apparently looking for a second line center, and everybody's talking about Sidney Crosby. Where is he going to go? Is he going to finish in Pittsburgh or not? And what's the likelihood of Evgeny Malkin finishing the season in Pittsburgh, you think?
Zero.
I am so on board with you with that. I think there is going to be 10 teams at the very least that will call Pittsburgh and will want to make a trade, not in March or February at the trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
They may be looking in November and December to add a guy like Evgeny Malkin. I think Malkin is about as gone.
I think he's a deadline only move.
Maybe.
But Crosby is the bigger story, without question. Has anything changed on how you feel about that? And
no, there's... I just don't.
Because Montreal is the literal perfect scenario for him.
Yeah, or Colorado. I mean, at some point, it's a little tighter, obviously, with you know, with their cap situation. But everybody's been talking about McKinnon and Crosby.
Yeah, I'm not even worried about the cap. I'm just thinking, you know.
Everybody's got money. Everybody can make it.
Well,
money.
No, yeah. I mean, you're trying to get Sid Crosby, like... You're going
to
make room.
What about
for it,
Sid
right?
to L.A.? I mean, everybody knows it's Anze Kopitar's last season. And, you know, we mentioned Connor McDavid, you know, where that's going to go. But Sid could be a guy that is, like, going to say, hey, how about L.A.? And L.A.'s going to be, in my opinion, a team that still has a ton of prospects. They're going to be good. I think there's opportunities. Whatever Sid Crosby wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
He can make it happen with Montreal or Colorado or LA or Vegas or whatever. I just don't think he leaves Pittsburgh.
Well, we're going to get into the enormous precedent-setting contract of Kirill Kaprizov after the break. It's massive. It's surprising. I mean, after all this time, for a player to take $1 million a year in annual salary, that's pretty interesting. And that's actually true. But it's a bonus-heavy deal.
He's only making $1 million. That's
a bargain. 8 years. Who knew?
Who knew?
The Wild could negotiate him down to this level. But anyway, we'll talk about that and all the other signings that have happened since last Friday, because we are starting to see some dominoes fall and wonder just how much more. But real quick, just on the Sabres before we take the break. With the forward.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Birds now.
Yes.
And Jiří back today. He's back where you would expect, with Quinn on one side and Doan on the other. But most importantly, what we saw on Saturday in the matinee win over the Red Wings was the continued use of Thompson with Norris and Benson.
Yes.
And, of course, Tuck returning to action very quickly from a forward standpoint. Your takeaway from Saturday.
My takeaway from Saturday is that I think what Lindy Ruff is building right now is something that I believe would be a very solid top nine, but everybody with a different look. It's not trying to put a line on the ice and everybody can fill the same role. I think that Thompson, Norris, and Benson definitely have to lead the offense. That's their job, and they have to play against potentially the other team's top line and being able to win that battle. But you can always rely on Zucker, McLeod, and Tuck to maybe, at home, have a matchup advantage. Say, you guys are going to go against the Sidney Crosby line, or the Artemi Panarin line, or the Austin Matthews line, or whatever, and freed up Thompson. The wild card, and I have liked that line now for a little bit, and I didn't think it was going to be a line, is Quinn, Doan, and Jiří Kulik. I watched Quinn again at practice today. I'm telling you, Duffer, 30 goals is where I think it's the minimum. He is shooting the puck well. He's handling the puck well. I think he gets 30 this year.
Can we get Marty back on camera before we take the break and just show that he was serious?
I'm dead serious. 30 goals for Jack Quinn this year. Even the power play, like he had a couple of one-timers on the power play from the left flank today. I'm looking at Jack Quinn and the confidence and how he is on the ice. I think this will be a great season. And with Yuri and Doan, they remember last year we had so much fun watching Celebrini and Will Smith on the bench laughing and joking. And they were terrible in San Jose, the team. But these two were fun to watch. I look at Kulik and Doan and Quinn, and I see that same, like, fun Utah-y excitement in their game. And I think Jack Quinn, 30-plus goals.
You have no idea how happy that prediction has made me. So, I'm serious. And I'm not saying that you've traditionally been a sit-on-the-fence guy, but this was a bold statement on your part, and I'm here for it. And they're not far removed from college age, these kids that you're speaking of. In fact, if they were going that route, they'd still be playing there. And we are calling on college students right now because the Sabres are offering a special offer for students on Monday through Wednesday, home games throughout the season. Tickets start at just $20 using a college email address. Visit sabres.com/tickets to get yours today. Kaprizov, Stolarz, McTavish, Fowler, on and on the list goes as far as signings across the league as we get closer to the start of the regular season. Stay with us.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
8 years, $136 million. Who does it belong to? Kirill Kaprizov of the Minnesota Wild. I know.
Well, 3% of it belongs to his agent.
Is it only 3?
Well, when it's that much, like I remember.
3 would be fine. Yes.
I believe like my first year, most AHL guys or lower money guys, you pay like 5 or 6%. But the more money you make, the less your agent takes. So it goes down to like 3% or whatever.
Did you ever get your agent down to 3%?
I don't remember. I did not make 130. I think my biggest contract wasn't even $17 million for the totality of the contract, but
as opposed to 17 a year, which is the new standard set by Kaprizov. Before we see the domino effect or get into it, let's just talk about this from Kaprizov's standpoint, Minnesota's standpoint, the way it's structured, whatever it is that grabs you the most about this deal.
So Billy Guerin, the general manager of the Minnesota Wild, the first year, well, this contract, by the way, doesn't start until next year.
Correct.
So it's like, it's not this year where he's got to spend $17 million on Kaprizov, but this is the first year that he's finally out from the Zach Parise and Ryan Suter buyout, and that was $15 million of dead cap. So he's going to have 1 year of luxury, and then in a year from now, he's going right in with, you know, a lot of money. There was a missed opportunity here because Kirill Kaprizov, believe it or not, was drafted 135th in the 2015 NHL entry draft, and I feel like he should have signed for $135 million, but he signed for $136. I think that would have been some hope for everybody getting drafted 205th and 210th, knowing that, hey, maybe one day you'll make $210 million.
But no, more likely $210,000 in the AHL in those situations.
Still pretty good.
But yes, exactly. Still very good. But as we mentioned, the way it is set up, Marty, $1 million a year in salary. Signing bonuses are enormous. Well over $18 million through the first 4 years, then 16, then 14, then 12 and change.
We know that 20% is the max anybody can make money-wise. So the first 4 years, he's getting what is the maximum he could get because of the cap. So $19.5 million, I think, is the max he could make money-wise, and he's getting that the first 4 years. Yes, 18 plus in signing bonus and only $1 million in salary, But he basically told Minnesota, I want the max contract at least in the first 4 years, and they made that work.
Do you like the deal? Do you, what do you think is going to happen because of this deal based on starting with Connor McDavid and going through the list that we have beaten into your memory banks for the last 2 months? But it's a list that includes Eichel, and it includes Panarin, and obviously here, Alex Tuch, and on it goes. Kempe in L.A., of course.
I think that's an overpay.
Kyle Connor, right?
Yes. I think that's an overpay, and I get it. Kaprizov's a really, really good player, but if you had asked most people 4 months ago, what is Kaprizov's contract going to look like when he signs the extension? I think most experts and most number guys and most projection companies or whatnot would have thought at $13.5 million. And that probably would have been a good number because Mitch Marner signed for 12. Mm-hmm. And I get it. Mitch Marner goes to Vegas and he picked his location and whatnot. And if Mitch Marner would have gone to 13, that would have been fine. Marner had 100 points last year. Can Kaprizov get back to 100 points and everything? Potentially, but I felt like 17, even when he turned down 16, Duffer, I thought, whoa, like 16 should have signed it. But Minnesota's seeing the value in a guy that's, what, 27? Kaprizov, 27, 28 years old. So they're seeing the value between now and the time he's 35 to say, hey, we're going to get a great return on that with production and with success. And I feel that's a lot. McDavid, I don't care about McDavid. McDavid will sign whatever he wants. McDavid will get the number he wants.
Then what does Eichel get?
I mean, again, Eichel...
Would you rather have Jack or Kaprizov?
Jack.
See? I had a feeling you would say that, and if you... if many people think that... Does anyone think that Eichel's getting close to Kaprizov?
Well, I think now we have to assume that Jack Eichel is going to use Kaprizov as a comparable and
you would
say,
think.
I need to make $17 million. But at the end of the day, which we had that situation here with Josh Allen when everybody said you could have made so much more money, and he said, that's fine with me. I don't care if I left money on the table. That's where I want to be. And maybe Jack Eichel says, I'll sign for $15 million, 14 and a half, 15, because I want to stay in Vegas. Maybe he says, I want 17 and a half, 18 million and go somewhere else. It's going to be his decision. What I think this, and I said it 2 weeks ago, I didn't feel that Kaprizov and Eichel and McDavid were going to affect players like Tuck and Kempe in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And now I'm changing my tune. I am saying that I walked in today thinking Kaprizov makes 10 more million than Tage Thompson.
Yes.
Like, that's crazy to think that he's making 10 more million dollars than Tage Thompson. So if you're Alex Tuch and all of a sudden now you say, hey, it's a fluid marketplace. I mean, the 7.5 to 8 million I thought 6 months ago to the 8.5 million that I thought a month ago, could easily be 9.5 to 10 million now.
So what's Connor get? What's Kempe get?
Kyle Connor is probably going to be at 13 to 14 million.
You think? Wow.
I mean, he's a. He's a.
You don't have
producer goal.
A goal scorer. Yeah.
Kempe, the points
are there too.
Last.
Don't get
Kempe,
me wrong.
Kempe, I think, is more like talk in the 10 range, whatever. But
Kaprizov's 28, by the way.
28. Yeah. That's. Yeah, and his contract doesn't kick in until he's 29, really. So it's 29 till 37. Mm-hmm.
He'll be 29 when the playoffs start. So
yeah, so
this year, and then obviously to start next season.
Yeah, I think Kyle Connor is going to be 13 to 14 so. And is that going to be in Winnipeg? They already lost Nick Ehlers.
They're not
this
losing
year.
Kyle Connor.
Yeah, they have to retain him.
Yeah.
So the marketplace is a really nice market for NHL players right now.
But not necessarily for the goalies. Now, it is and it isn't. We obviously are watching Shesterkin go in at a record high this year. However, Anthony Stolarz took a 4-year deal at 3.75 from the Leafs. Your thoughts?
bargain. Okay. And I know it's $3.75 million a year. I mean, who's going to say I'm not taking it? Anthony Stolarz was a top five goalie in goal save above expectation last year. Mm-hmm. Save percentage has been top five in the last 2 years, even when he was a backup in Florida. He is a big guy, plays the position well. There's one problem. Well, there's two problems. One, he's 31 years old. Mm-hmm. So when that contract kicks in, he's already going to be 32. Mm-hmm. And two, he's never played 50-plus games in a year. He's dealt with injuries. I thought Anthony Stolarz was going to be a $5.5 million type of goalie. The quality of goaltending right now, mm-hmm. you could say he's definitely $5.5 million. You got guys like, well, UPL's making more than Stolarz. Jonas Korpisalo as a backup's making more than Stolarz. Kevin Lankinen making more than Stolarz. Joey DeCourt. Like, there's a lot of goalies that make more than Stolarz. Mm-hmm. But if you feel that $5.5 million for a guy that can maybe play 55 games is good, if the Leafs feel that Stolarz can only play 35 to 40, mm-hmm. there's your 3.75.
Yeah, exactly. Mason McTavish finally got his deal done.
What took so long?
Dude.
Pat Verbeek, like,
6 years.
Where did you think the number was going to be?
Yeah, it works for both sides. Like, seriously, both sides. What were you thinking? What did you think the number was going to be? Years, $7 million per, $42 million in total to end the Mason McTavish saga.
I guess you're right. My thinking is I would have thought McTavish wanted seven from the start and that Anaheim was not willing to give it. But maybe Anaheim said, you're a $7 million player, and McTavish wanted nine, and finally McTavish comes down. I don't know which side kind of put a little water in their wine and kind of brought it down to where it needed to be. But I pulled 100 people, like the Family Feud style, and I said, what AAV is Mason McTavish going to be making on his next contract?
$7 million.
$7 million. And it was
number one answer, 53 of the respondents.
It was the only answer on the board. There was not seven answers. There was one. It was going to be $7 million. It just mattered of, was it going to be a 5, 6, 7, or 8 year deal? And he took a six year deal.
Well, I'm glad it's over, quite frankly. So good for Mason McTavish and the Ducks to have it done. They still have
Anaheim make the playoffs.
I don't believe so, no.
I took him just out of the
playoffs. I mean, I think there's going to be a real tight cluster that just doesn't make it in the West. Like, I think it'll be even more teams. In, you know, like last year, Calgary was right there. Vancouver was right behind.
Yeah.
Utah was right behind. I suspect that San Jose won't be as bad. They're not going to be in the playoff mix, but they'll take a few points. I don't know about Chicago. It's hard to know what. But, yeah, let's assume they take a few more points. Mm-hmm. But I would expect Anaheim to have the big.
Not
like we didn't do them for Team of the Day, but I'm still not, like, super bullish.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Push on them returning to, you know, to their perennial playoff form. And lastly, St. Louis surprised so many getting in last year, and a huge reason why was the in-season acquisition of Cam Fowler, who arguably played his best hockey of his career, and he gets rewarded with 3 years and 6.1 from the Blues.
That's a great deal. That's a great deal for Cam Fowler and the Blues, I believe so. $6 million for that stud of a defenseman. I mean, we've seen strong, big defensemen that can... You know, Frankie Corrado in Toronto, he always says he's a minute muncher. Mm-hmm. And Cam Fowler's that. Like, he can go out there and play 24, 25, 26 minutes.
In the midst of a good, balanced defense corps, though.
Absolutely.
So they do have a 22 to 18-minute structure in there. But let's not forget, if they had not squandered the late lead against Winnipeg in Game 7, Cam Fowler would have been rolling into round two as like a top five scorer in the Stanley Cup playoffs last year. So everything he did in the regular season was on display in the postseason as well.
So $6 million, again, really, really nice to say, hey, I'm a $6.1 million guy. Probably could have gotten seven plus, but he looks at the fit in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Probably thinks, because of the way the defense is put together in St. Louis, I may be able to play another 3, 4, 5 years after that. Like,
who
knows, right? So, but what's interesting is McTavish with Anaheim signs at $7 million AAV, Stolarz with Toronto at 3.75, and Fowler in St. Louis at 6.1. All three of them add them up. Still doesn't get to the $17 million Kirill Kaprizov signs. So this or that for you folks out there. Would you rather have Kaprizov at 17 or have McTavish, a good young forward, Fowler, a defenseman, and Stolarz, a goalie, at the same price?
Minnesota, the talk of the NHL on this day, getting the Kirill Kaprizov deal done, 8 years, $136 million. I'm going to assume, because they're from Minneapolis, one of my long favorite bands, Motion City Soundtrack, is in favor of the deal. They will be here on February 7th at Riverworks. Their new album, The Same Old Wasted Wonderful World, is out now, and I gave it a first good run last
Sounds
night.
Sounds positive.
Oh,
the same old wasted wonderful world.
Well, they come from an era of songwriting that may be reflected on a little. But you know what? There's actual beautiful reality
I'm
in
sure,
it.
And, I'm sure. I love it. It's like,
they're one of the most fun bands ever. So quickly, Motion City Soundtrack connection to Buffalo. Years ago, in this very building, when, oh, I don't know, there's probably 50,000 people that would say that they were here the night Coldplay played here.
Okay.
I was up the street at Town Ballroom watching Motion City Soundtrack on what was their farewell tour.
And well, that's how many years ago?
Almost 10,
so
yes.
So the farewell is still going on?
They've come back to life a few times. And let me say, their current album is probably one of their best works in a long, long time. All right, back after this on Sabres Live is... I don't know, birthdays, maybe a little more. Marty's opinionated today. Stay with us.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Anybody you know having a birthday today, Marty?
Yesterday was Dave Vanderchuk's birthday.
Yes, I'm
so
talking about
birthday,
today.
Andy. Well, I mean, it's best of the weekend, so I'm lumping
oh,
in.
Oh, I like that.
Don Edwards was over the weekend as well.
Okay. So. Cal O'Reilly, former Sabre, is today. Why is Cal famous?
Because he's still playing.
He's still playing, and last year became the ninth player ever to play 1,000 AHL games. Absolutely staggering number. By the way, it's also, if you're an F1 fan, Max Verstappen's 28th birthday. And when we talk so much about Kaprizov's deal with the Minnesota, what do you think Max's base salary is this year for Red Bull?
I would say it's probably $55 million.
$65 million. I'm guessing he gets some other endorsement money too.
I think there is as well, but think of that like Lewis Hamilton money that he's made over the years, even Michael Schumacher for years, right? And so the best get the best. I am not a Max Verstappen fan, by
the way. I know. That's why I was reluctant to bring it up, but we had 3 minutes to fill, and you were out of ideas.
But I can appreciate what he's done and how competitive he is and how good of a driver it is. Yeah. I am big on McLaren this year. I thought, obviously, with Oscar Piastri and Lando Norris, it's been fun.
You're a front runner, clearly.
I know, but it's not just that. Like, I love the story. I love the
color.
You know, Zach Brown, who's Anze Kopitar's friend. Like, you know, these two are good friends. Anyway, I love the colors. I think that's the thing. Like, Ferrari's got great representation in the crowd because people wear red. Mm-hmm. McLaren get great representation in the crowd because people wear orange. It stands out.
But more also, the orange was gone forever because they were so down and out. And
they were
that awful. And that's the thing. And when I grew up watching and was really in the early years, like, McLaren was the thing.
Was McLaren the white and red and Marlboro wing? Mm-hmm. That's what they were back then, right?
Senna and Prost,
yeah. I want Williams to be able to make a resurgence in the same way because I
don't because I hated Williams as a kid. So
you did? Jacques Villeneuve was a Williams driver.
I know. That was
the
exception to the rule. That was the exception when he was the guy.
So I want Ferrari, McLaren, and Williams to be the top of the board.
Tomorrow's a game day for us in the arena. Full broadcast starting at 6:30 on MSG, but there's lots of baseball being broadcast today. Where's your focus?
My focus is not yet on anything because the Jays have got a little break, but obviously Yankees, Sox, right? Mm-hmm. That's going to be big. 6 p.m., 7 p.m. tonight.
Going to be big for all 8 teams starting their postseason play in MLB today and tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.